Do you remember when that America's Got Talent show was actually good?
Yeah. Dude, that used to be the show.
Dude, now it's just a bunch of non-American judges being judges.
See, this is logic we have to talk about.
I did a little research about the judges, and Jaime Mandel's from Canada. Heidi Klum, which is a new judge, Heidi Klum, however you want to say it, she's from Germany. Melaine Brown, who's a Spice Girl in the 90s, is from the UK. And then the fourth and final judge is Howard Stern. He's from America though, so he's the only judge.
Sorry, I was trying to send a text to someone.
I need a petition that says no more non-American judges on America's Got Talent.
Howie Mandel is funny. That show used to be good. I liked it better than American Idol. So the problem with that show is that they always let singers and dancers.
Yeah, they always let singers
win.
And dancers
they focus
win.
On those.
No.
Okay,
you're wrong. You're wrong.
Stars, so you think you got talent or whatever all those shows are called.
Yeah. You're right and wrong. They've never let a dancer win. Because dancers,
they focus on them, though.
Yeah, as long as you bring 20 people out on stage and you do a little dance, they'll send you in through like three rounds at least.
Yeah, I'm like I see like hundreds and hundreds of girls do that in my sister's little dance recitals every year.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not $1 million talent.
Okay, also, like between all like 60 of them, like that go on stage, like how are they gonna split that $1 million? Oh, you can have a couple pennies, like.
Yeah. It's not. It's like it's really and the singers too. That just annoys me. It's like
the singing is just .
American Idol, the Voice, we have. Okay, you can go on another. Huh?
They'll bring like 5-year-olds out on stage to sing just for the judges to feel.
They're so amazing.
Aw, they're so cute. It's like, I mean, if the girl sounds like, yeah, I don't really want to like listen to that. I don't want to hear that like on the radio, like. I don't want to hear that on the radio. They always have to do a.
Oh, and she plays piano.
Oh, she played a couple notes. Okay, dude. Like they always have to do an American song too, just to like be like, oh, I love America.
Yeah, so this is a good marketing strategy for themselves. Okay, and then. Okay, like, I guess favorite, if you had like an a cappella group or something unique, that'd be cool. But like just straight up singing, go on a singing show. Like I want to see like the magicians, the ventriloquists, like the cool stuff.
Yeah, dude. Like the comedians that go on there, it's so hard to become a comedian and go on there because first of all, you have to go out there, you have to say your name and say you're a comedian, and then it's hard to get into a groove. You know what I mean? Like if you go to like an open mic thing, you can just like go out there, say your jokes, go. There, it's just kind of like.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have 30 seconds to
Yeah, you have 30 yourself. Seconds. You have 30 seconds to say one joke and then you have to get off stage.
And then you know you said they have un-American judges. They have un-American like groups that they like threw too. Like I remember I was seeing some group from Africa that did all this fancy like acrobatic stuff. It's like, well, that's really impressive, but this is America's Got Talent. So if you don't want it to be America's Got Talent, then call it another name.
Yeah, and also
America's Talent.
And also, like I like the show. And I used to like the show, but my favorite act of all time that's been on there was Fighting Gravity. They were my all-time favorite show. Have you heard of them?
Sounds familiar.
They're the people that like there'd be the people that wear the black shirts and be the people that wear the white shirts, and the black shirts would they turn off all the lights in the room.
They had like the little balls in their hand
stuff. Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
That's unique. That's original.
And dude, and then. Every year since then, there's always been some guy that tries to copy them. Oh, this year there hasn't been, but past 2 years, there's been some dude that just goes up and glows up or something. And I'm just like, you really have to, like, copy them? But anywho, they made it to the Final Four, Fighting Gravity. And I was like, they're totally going to win it. Like, I love them. I voted for them, actually. Like, that's how I was much into them. I was like, I loved them so much. And then that dude that sounds like he – I don't remember his name, but that dude that sounds like he has marbles in his mouth won. That singer that sounds like he has marbles in his mouth.
I don't recall.
And then, okay, dude, there's like a singer every time. There was that ghetto-like singer that won that was like he washes cars for a living. There was that chicken catcher guy. And there was that dude that sing like he has marbles in his mouth. Oh, dude, do you remember that time when that one weird dude, like transgender dude, went out there? And sing like,
oh, and he came on like every year for like 5 years.
No, I don't know about all that. He used that Mary Poppins kind of. I don't know. He was like,
oh no, this guy was like huge buff, and he wore makeup and stuff, and like
that dude that was like, that was weird. He made it to like the Final Four and stuff. Like, I'm like, what? What are people doing? But
yeah. Do you remember Jerry Traitor? The ventriloquist.
Yeah, I remember him. I saw his special he wants. Well, it might have been off now because they took a lot of comedy stuff off of Netflix, like a lot of stand-up comedy. But he was funny. I saw his Netflix special. I saw that his stuff that year, but I was a little young then. I was like in fourth grade, so I don't really fully remember that year. But oh, Prince Poppycock. That's his name. Remember him? I'll send you a picture.
What about him?
Remember him?
No.
Oh, you probably.
Dude, remember, I can't get these pictures.
I know. I'm just going to, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to screenshot or whatever. Or open up that. This is it right here. This person, he made it to the. He or she? I don't really. I can't put a name. I can't put a finger on it. But, can you see my screen?
Yeah, I think that's who I was talking about.
You're right. This right here. He or she made it to made it to the top four. And I was like, what are people thinking? Like,
okay. Speaking of Prince, okay, you know how like people are obsessing on the news over this prince and princess and their son or whatever. My philosophy is like, okay, it's not our country, awesome. So like, why are people obsessed with it? What?
This is gonna be an amazing topic. Just okay, say your story. I won't butt
in. I was just gonna say, like, I don't understand. My philosophy is, what's the big deal? It's not even our country, so like, why do we care? Like, not to mention, they don't even have any power anyways. It's just a title.
Yep.
And they're acting like it's Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were following.
Are you done?
Yeah, it wasn't like a story.
Yeah, it's all a title. Okay, what does the prince do? I want to know. Tell me, what does the prince actually do? Okay, like, what does a queen actually do? She just sits there and collects her money? Like, what does the prince do?
Exactly. They don't have any power. It's just a fancy title.
They say at one point there's 1 billion people watching the royal wedding. Like, do people really care? Like,
I don't understand.
Okay, what's the baby gonna be like? What's the baby called? What's their ranking in the
hierarchy tree?
In the whatever, just title, like, I'm the queen, whatever. I don't know.
Prince Et.
Is it even gonna be a prince, or is it just gonna be kind of like a you're my son? Kind of thing. I don't know.
It's like, so does that mean he's now the king, and then this little kid is the prince?
No, because there's still a queen, and she hasn't retired yet.
Oh yeah, that queen, like
Queen Elizabeth the 97th. I don't know.
Like, what's the big, like, this is not medieval times. Queen, it means nothing. Like, they're acting like
they make money, though. They make so much money. Like,
people will, like, camp out for years to, like, get a glimpse of these people. It's not Jesus. It's a random shanker, and his title is Prince.
Yeah, Prince Harry. Prince Harry.
Whoop-de-doo-de-doo.
Let's everyone just go crazy.
Like this, and especially people over here freaking out over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, one thing. It's one thing if you live in the same city as the people that they grew up in. I mean, that's one thing.
But it's not our country. It has nothing to do with us.
This is Columbia, South Carolina.
I don't think they're, like, dedicating their lives to getting a glimpse at Obama.
Yeah, yeah, we don't care about all that. We care about Prince Harry. Is that his name? Prince?
I heard someone say, like, oh, the reason people freak out over that is because it's good news and they're tired of hearing bad news on TV. It's like,
oh, there's so much good news in the world, but people just don't focus on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Much good news in the world, but people just don't focus on it. News reporters, they'll say good evening, and then all they'll do is talk about reasons why the evening wasn't good.
Yeah.
See what I mean? They'll say, good evening. Oh, there's a tragedy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never.
And the good stuff is
that. Your audio quality just got, like, so much better. Like.
Huh?
Your audio quality just got, like, really good.
That's weird.
Yeah, it just got good.
It's this thing downloading. It
okay,
just,
now,
just,
now,
just,
now it kind of got worse again. But, oh, well, continue.
It's this thing downloading. It's just messing everything up. It's lagging and stuff.
All right, continue. You were in the middle of a sentence. I kind of cut you off.
But, like, the good news is actually the people don't focus on. It's actually important. Like, this king, queen, prince, princess, baby thing has nothing to do with anything. Doesn't help anyone.
Dude,
it's
that,
just like a big publicity thing.
Dude, I'd love to be that prince's wife. Because she's a commoner, or a commoner. She was just a random person, pretty much, who met Prince Harry and then got married. So she's just making dough for, like, no apparent reason. She wasn't, like, a previous royal person's daughter. It was just, like...
I mean, do they really get paid to just sit there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or do they just get to live in that house?
They live in that nice mansion. They just get paid. Oh, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do? Work as, like, a doctor or something? Of course they're going to get paid. It's not like the queen's, like, her side job's a doctor or anything. It's, I mean, the government gives them money. Apparently, I don't get really the whole situation with the queen, but, like.
Like, that's what's wrong with society.
I mean, this is 2013.
People don't focus on good news. What?
This is 2013. Like, they talk about, like, oh yeah, we need to keep our tradition going, you know, from a long time
this
ago.
Is the 21st century.
Yeah. Okay. If we want to keep traditions going, then we wouldn't have houses. We wouldn't have iPhones. You know, we'd be camping still. Like, everybody would be camping. We'd just be in tents. If we want to keep everything traditional, we wouldn't do anything new. We still have 13 states of the U.S. dude, that whole Prince Harry thing is just nonsense.
It really is.
I mean, I bet the queen has to do some work, you know, like all that stress and stuff. I mean, not too much stress, but like, she has to deal with all that press and whatnot. But the prince, like, what does he do? Like, he just kind of like, well, I'm just gonna chill. Like, you know, I have a couch right here. I'll just, like, sit here and...
I'm going to sit on it.
You know, and, like, my parents are talking, like, oh, yeah, the prince's wife, I think her name's Kate or something, is, like, super attractive. And I'm like, yeah, because, like, it's not like they're going to let the prince, like, marry an unattractive person. Of course they're going to let... Of course they're going to make him marry an attractive person. You show him $100 bill, and then, like, you say, you give out your badge. There's probably some badge. I'm the prince, and then just a list of girls that would just marry you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what you're saying, he just married the princess. So yeah, I guess the family goes through the mail. Well, okay. So what if they don't? Okay, if they didn't have a son, then. Oh no, the tradition isn't going to continue.
Well, then a queen. I mean, then they'd have a daughter, and then it'd be a princess instead of a prince. Because
I don't know how this works. I just know that this is 2013.
Although they had the prince.
Not 1613.
His wife isn't considered the princess.
Is not?
Not. She's a commoner.
A princess would be the daughter.
Yeah.
So what is the wife?
The wife is just a commoner. She's just a common person. She's just a...
She's not like the royal lady or something?
I mean, yeah, she's royal now, but she's not like... She's just an average Joe.
All right.
I mean, again, I'm not an expert here, so...
Huh?
Again, I'm not an expert here, so don't keep my word for it. Like,
I mean, haters going to hate in the comments no matter what we say.
If people listen to this, they're going to be like, I have no all the research on this product. Like,
Just delete their comment. Delete. Haters going to hate. They don't see my fate.
Dude, this has been a good talk.